This last one, so this is from my guru, Mota. He was afflicted with epilepsy. And he had absolute epilepsy as a young man and was terribly haunted by having this vulnerable disease of passing out and things. So this was, he was trying to find answers for it, trying what to do, and he was getting he was hopeless, and he was just decided he was going to kill himself. So he decided on his walking home one day to jump off this cliff into this river. And he jumped off the cliff, and it probably was about 30 feet going down into the river. And right at the time he hit the river, a wave came back and threw him back about 20 feet further than he jumped from. Just out of this relatively, well, if a river is calm, but it just, this wave came up, threw him back. What do you say? What do you do? You know? It's just you have the experience. Nobody else is there. What do you conclude from something like that? So this was the beginning of his real, some of his real sadhana and discipline. So that was why on the return from that place I had tried to end my life by jumping into the deep waters of the Narmada. The saint had also predicted, the saint, after 1 year a Satguru will meet you and he will be instrumental in the development of your life. These two words, development and life, spiritual life, meant nothing to me. Although I stuck to my vow of poverty and my burning desire to serve the poor, after I was saved from death by the miraculous succor of Mother Narmada, that's when he got thrown back up, I returned to Baroda. My spiritual mother was there. I have paid tribute to her in this other book. Okay, in her household too, I had a hysteric fit. Just when I came to the top of the step of the staircase, like a stone, I rolled down every step till I fell with a thud on the paved bricks on the first floor. My body was grazed and a few streaks of blood ran out. When I came to semi-consciousness, I had a vision of my saint advisor dwelling on the bank of the Narmada. In a tone, a mixture of reproof and exhortation, he said, "Oh dear, why don't you even try the remedy of God's remembrance? What have you got to lose?" What? He was told he was supposed to chant to solve this, and he wouldn't believe it. He said, "A chant won't do it." He wanted a potion, he wanted a magic charm, and he wouldn't believe a chant would do this. So that's when just before he jumped. So he'd been told that, and so in waking out of his unconscious, he has this vision of the saint. Well, why don't you even try it? What do you got to lose? But at that time, my mind and other internal implements had no desire at all for spiritual effort, and no faith in the chant, in the chant cure. I did not follow the sage's advice even after the vision. But the impression of the vision was deeply stamped upon my mind. I described in detail the saint's advice and the subsequent vision to my spiritual mother. She burst out, "Dear Chunia, you were very exceptionally fortunate. Now don't beat around the bush. Go on chanting God's name, season in and out of season. Standing or sitting, working or resting, eating or drinking, be absorbed in that one pursuit of God's remembrance and surely you will be cured." At that time, I had greater faith in my spiritual mother than the sannyasi. It was her persuasion that made me start chanting. After I began, of course, I often had to straighten my mind from its lapses in the chant. Repeatedly, the chant was forgotten and missed, and equally repeated by persistent efforts, it was re-begun. As this process continued, improvement was felt both in the lesser intensity of the fits and in the length of duration between fits. After 3 or 4 months, the disease disappeared completely. So he literally solved his epilepsy by chanting. By just being in another place other than in his mind. So he just write, I mean, one little. My life took a new turn by God's grace simply by chanting God's name. My sadhana for the attainment of life eternal can be said to have begun then. The sannyasi's prophecy of meeting my Satguru after 1 year also came true. On the bank of the Sabarmati at Ahmedabad, I came across my Satguru at the time predicted, and he initiated me in sadhana. The practice of chanting created in me a new spirit, a new enthusiasm, a new impetus, a new life, in fact. Based on self-confidence, a firm assurance sprang up in my mind that there does exist, by God's grace, an innate power in man which enables him to tide over any retardation, any hindrance, however overpowering it may appear to be. It was this self-confidence that made me plunge into the very stormy sea of sadhana. Self-confidence is such a powerful lever to push forward a man's spiritual endeavor that once a man fully realizes its potency, he will never be disheartened or distressed by any number of failures. Just as faith in God is a sine qua non for spiritual progress, so is self-confidence, the power lying within a man. At first, I did not have unshakable faith in God, but I did possess self-confidence. From its leverage sprang up the life-giving stream of faith in God. By means of faith, on the basis of self-confidence, and by the life-giving light it gave me, I went on making spiritual progress by God's grace. As time passed, my faith in God grew so powerful that it became my protecting mother and always braced me against obstacles and difficulties of the worst kind. Self-confidence and faith are twins necessary not only for progress in the spiritual field, but also in dealings with worldly matters. He had numerous things happen. He got bitten by a poisonous snake, and by chanting he managed to survive long enough, and he was miles away from any hospital or anything, and he managed to save his life during that by chanting through that. His effect was that for the next 50-60 years he would get these heat flashes and have to just take cold showers like 4 or 5 times a day, because he would just be burning up in heat from that poison that went in. Just has a very unusual life. But this is the man that I met going into India that opened up the black rooms to me to go in and meditate in. And it just was a poignant moment in his life. You know, it's like at a seed or beginning. I thought it was kind of relevant to sitting at an eclipse at the beginning, at the equinox. He writes, he's another guy, he writes so matter of fact and talks just personal experience that it's easy to relate to what he says, but it takes time for it to settle in.